And now, another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. When a group of interplanetary government scientists working a secret project on the planet Mercury were reported suffering from Zero A, a dread disease that attacks men confined to small areas, Tom Corbett and his Space Academy unit mates were dispatched to investigate. There on the airless, forbidding surface of Mercury, they discovered that the scientists had been massacred by savage killers who used monstrous metal radio-controlled robots to accomplish their bloody end. And only great courage and skill enabled Tom and his friends to defeat the metal giants. As we join them now in the Polaris, Tom watches as Roger Manning straps on a body jet, preparing to join Astro, who has left to guard the grounded robots some distance away.
Hey, Roger, just what are you and Astro planning to do with that kit of tools and equipment?
Look, Tom, I've told you 8 million times we're just going to examine the robots.
Examine them or tinker with them? Remember, those things are dangerous.
Correction, Junior. They were dangerous.
Okay, go ahead. But watch out for trouble. Remember that the killers who sent the robots after us may try to get them back.
Space dust. You know what's wrong with you, Junior? This gloomy twilight zone is giving you the jitters.
Think so? All right, little boy. Run and play if you like. But remember, although you think of Mercury as just a big playground, it may still turn out to be a battleground.
Space Academy cruiser Polaris calling Venusport Station. Come in, Venus. Polaris to Venus. Come in, please.
Blast it. Why don't they answer?
Is that you, Roger? Hey, you're not Roger, or...
No, Cadet Robert. We're neither Roger nor Astro. The spacesuits confuse you. But then that kind of confusion is quite normal in the type of melody.
Who are you, and how did you two get in here without setting off the alarm?
There was no alarm. The outer hatch was ajar.
Ajar? I told Roger to be careful.
Now, let's not get excited. Just relax and everything will be all right.
Relax? Why, you...
Stop, or I'll fire. And drop that winch.
Oh, a parallel ray gun, huh?
We'd have to use it on you, but...
I know. You'd rather have one of your robots smash me to bits, wouldn't you? All right, you're 2-1 and you've got me. Now what?
Leslie, take off your helmet, will you? That should convince our young friend of something.
Don't bother. I wouldn't expect a dirty space crawler like you to... Great. Jumping Jupiter.
Hello, Cadet Corbett.
A girl in your collar and uniform.
Yes, I'm Leslie Everett of the Solar Guard Nurse Corps.
A nurse? But what in the universe?
And this is Dr. Ashton.
Commander Burke sent us here from Venus to help you.
But I don't get this. Where's the guard cruiser? The man weapons?
There is no cruiser. A freighter dropped us off in a jet boat.
And as for weapons, well, we hardly need those, do we? Except for my little ray gun here. And that's just to calm down anyone who becomes too, excitable.
Well, now I understand why they acted so funny when they said help was coming. Everyone thought I was just raving with Zero A fever.
Poor boy, it must have been terrible for you.
Yes, but things will be fine now. Dreadful as Zero A is, the cure is not difficult. I've had a good deal of experience with space psychoses.
Forgive me, Doctor, but I don't care if you've had experience with space fever. We need fighting men here, not medics.
We mustn't be violent. Just relax.
All right, I'm sorry, Doc. It's not your fault, but please get this straight. I'm not crazy. It's all true. Everything I reported to Venus Station is true.
You mean huge flying robots and a group of killers operating under my remote control?
Yes.
Well, we won't argue about it. But now, if you'll just roll...
Great galaxy, what do I have to do to convince you?
Tom!
What's the matter, nurse?
Doctor, I'm afraid I've gone Zero A, too.
That's ridiculous, Leslie.
Then look out the viewport there.
Flying monsters.
Those are robots.
And they're diving right at this ship.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by.
spaceman? You know, Tom Corbett says Kellogg's Pep is the best cereal he ever tasted. And Astro says he eats more Pep than anybody else at Space Academy. But this is even better. You know, the other day I was out on the spaceport landing strip, and even Roger Manning was talking about Pep. Well, he's a pretty hard man to please.
You know, you get thinking out here on the landing strip. Takes a lot of power to send a ship blasting off into space. There goes the Hydra. In a way, people need the right fuel just like a rocket ship. If you want to blast off with lots of drive and action in the morning, you have to put away some energy food like Kellogg's Pep. Pep gives you a good supply of food energy. Vitamins, too, like vitamin B1 and D. Something you really need to help keep up strength and vitality. And Kellogg's Pep tastes good, too. It's got the kind of flavor that makes you want an extra bowl full. Say, I think I'll go down to the Academy mess hall and have some Pep right now. And any space monkey that gets in my way will think he's been hit with a flock of meteors. When I want my Pep, I get my Pep. You spacemen listening, smarten up and ask your mom for Kellogg's Pep. You'll like it.
Well, that's just what Roger said, and he's right, too. Open a package of Kellogg's Pep tomorrow morning and pour yourself a heaping bowlful. One spoonful of that malty, rich goodness, and you'll say just like Roger Manning, the spaceman cereal is Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
After waiting impatiently for the help promised by the Solar Guard station on Venus, Tom Corbett has found they meant medical help, a doctor and nurse, instead of the men and weapons needed to safeguard the captured robots. As Tom tries to convince Dr. Ashton and Nurse Everett that he is sane and the robots really exist, they suddenly receive dramatic proof when two of the monsters appear and dive straight for the Polaris.
Those monsters, they're going to crash into the ship.
Great galaxy, Corbett. What can we do?
Nothing, but the Polaris should be tough enough to take it.
Suppose they hit up near the nose. They could topple us over.
Well, they might, so hang on.
Wait.
They're not going to ram us. They're landing near the tail.
Can they break into the ship?
Well, not for a while at least, but...
What's that?
What are they doing, Corbett?
What I was afraid of, attacking the vanes and rocket tubes.
Hey, Junior, how's everything in the ship?
Who's that on your radio?
It's Roger. Maybe he and Astro can help. Roger, listen. Two new robots are attacking the ship.
Yeah, no fool.
Look, this is no joke. They're right here, and
are you sure it's two new robots, Tom?
Well, of course I'm... Wait a minute. Where are you?
Oh, we're around. Cut it out, Roger. Tom, this is Astro. We're behind the rocks just east of the ship, and the robots...
Oh, I get it. They're the ones we captured. You found a way to work them.
That's right.
Oh, thank goodness.
And I thought we'd fly them to the ship without tipping you off first. Some joke, huh, Junior?
Yeah, some joke.
That's
Dr. Ashton, Roger. He and a nurse were sent here from Venus.
A nurse, huh? Well...
They came because Venus thought we'd gone zero A, and I guess maybe you have.
What's the idea of pulling a crazy stunt like this?
I was just giving you a little scare. I didn't know there was a girl aboard. Besides, there's no need to worry anymore. The killers are gone. They left long ago. We're the robot masters now. So get your spacesuits on. We'll give you all an exhibition of how we can control them. Oh, bring the doctor, too. And especially the nurse.
Goodness, aren't they the big, horrible-looking things?
You don't have to be afraid of the robots while I'm around, nurse. Wait till you see the tricks I can make them do.
The tricks we can make them do, hotshot.
Oh, yeah. Astro helps a little, too.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
A little? Listen, who traced the power connections and who...
Never mind, Astro. Let him show off for the lady. We'll get through faster and get away from Mercury. We don't have to stay now that we can get the robots aboard.
Oh, right, Junior. Come on, Astro. We'll get set up.
Okay.
I'll be right back, nurse. Don't go away.
I won't.
You know, Corbett, thinking of the robots as machines, not as grotesque humans, they don't seem so ugly.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, Doctor, with six arms and those short, thick legs like a huge hippopotamus?
Well, they're functional. Legs like that can support tremendous weight.
and they keep the center of gravity low.
And that's right. And the arms are fitted with heavy claws, durasteel fingers, a drill, and look here, a sort of shovel.
Yes, I see, but do you think all those things make them handsome?
Well, no, but they must have been wonderful miners.
Miners? You mean to dig?
Oh, yes, of course. You see, the men who operated them could stay at their base on the twilight zone here on Mercury and send these things out to the hot side.
Right, instead of going out themselves in diggers the way the Solar Alliance men had to do. What's more, I'm afraid they've already found what our men were looking for.
What was that, Cadet Corps?
I don't know, Nurse. You see, the project was top secret.
Hey, everybody, we're ready. Watch this now. Presenting the newest ballroom team, Robert and Roberta Robot.
What in the world? Oh, why, those hideous monsters are dancing.
Perfectly ridiculous. Careful now. Keep them away.
Yeah, that's right. Watch it. If they fall on us...
Oh, don't worry. They won't. We've got this down to a science.
Well, maybe to have it that. The controls aren't too complicated.
True genius, my boy, is often simple.
Get him.
Isn't it wonderful?
I am. Aren't I?
Surely those tiny hands transmitters of yours can't furnish power for such huge machines.
They have their own power supply, Doctor. The radio signal just activates it.
Right. Now watch this. Ready, Astro?
Ready.
Up they go!
They're climbing into the sky.
Roger, what's happening?
They're not responding to the control.
Uh-oh. Look. Look, they're coming down again. Toward us. Stop them. Stop them.
Good heavens, do something.
We can't. Someone must have taken over with stronger transmitters.
The killers.
They're still on Mercury.
Look. The robots are diving at us.
Shatter. Make for the Polaris. Run.
We made it. Come on, close the hatch.
Just in time. One of them nearly got me if it hadn't been for the light gravity.
Hey, wait. There's only four here. Someone's missing.
The doctor.
No, I'm here. You dragged me in. But where's Leslie?
Great Jupiter. I thought you were Leslie.
So did I when I saw you grab him.
And she's still out there with those robots.
She must have dodged between the rocks.
Open the hatch again. Hurry. See anything?
Look, the robots. In the air, they're flying away.
Yeah, one of them's carrying something in its arms.
Great galaxy.
It's the nurse. Leslie, they've got her.
Oh, no.
Astro, get the rockets blasting. We're going after them.
Control deck to power deck.
Guy.
Reduce speed, one quarter, Astro.
Reduce speed, Tom.
Right, hurry.
But, okay, reducing speed.
Corbett, what's the matter with you? Don't you want to catch them?
Not yet.
Look, Junior, have you gone space happy?
No, we'll have to wait till they land.
But why? Why? Go after them now, man.
Then what? How do we knock off the robots in flight without killing the nurse?
He's right, Doc.
Good heavens, I hadn't thought. Can't you force them down somehow?
Impossible. Can you think of anything, Roger?
No, unless maybe...
Calling the Polaris. Calling the Polaris. Come in, Polaris.
Who's that?
This is the Polaris. Who are you?
Never mind that. It's enough for you to know we've regained control of our robots. Your nurse's life is now in your hands. Give up. Surrender now, or you die before your eyes.
Great galaxy.
Crummy space rats.
Tell them we'll surrender, Corbett. We have no choice. We can't let Leslie be killed.
Of course not, but... Well, this maybe is a bluff.
No, Tom, he's not bluffing about Leslie. They'll kill her.
Yes, they'll kill her. Look. Look at her held in the steel claws.
We've got to do something, Tom, and fast.
Wait, I've got a brainstorm that might work.
What is it, Tom?
Well, Polaris, you've taken long enough. What's your answer?
Here, Roger, talk to them, but stall. Stall as long as you can. How can we be sure you only want to capture us, or that you're telling the truth?
You're trying to waste time, but there'll be no more of that. Look at the robot. Unless you surrender now, watch how it drops the girl.
Well, wait, just a minute.
Stalling. Okay, Remsen, let her fall.
No, wait.
It's all right, Roger. Astro and I fixed it.
Look, she's still safe.
What's the matter? Why doesn't the robot... Why, those blasted cadets...
Tom, what did you do?
We took control of the robot with our main transmitter at full power. They can't drop her now.
Thank heaven.
Pretty smart thinking, Tom. Look, I'm going to land the robot. Follow it down.
Right. Stand by, Astro.
Standing by.
If you think your little trick is going to save the girl, you're wrong, my friend. You can't steal control of the other robot. We'll do the job with that.
Oh, no.
Is he telling the truth?
I'm afraid he is.
Yes, we only have one transmitter set up.
And the second robot's going down, too.
Roger.
Get the one with Leslie off the ground again, fast.
I am, but the other one has the edge and speed now. You've got to do something.
Can't you clip the antenna off the way you did with the jet boat?
No, Astro, the Polaris is too big and fast, and if we missed one try, we wouldn't have time for another.
Just plow into it then. Knock it down.
We can't do that, Doctor. It's too near the ground. We'd crash too.
But, Tom, the way you're diving at it now, we're sure to crash anyhow.
No, I'm going to pull up hard at the last minute. Roger, stand by to send Leslie's robot off at an angle.
Okay, now. Here goes.
Good.
Now I'm going to pull out of the dive. Brace yourselves.
What good did that do, Corbett? You pulled up when we were still 100 feet from the robot.
That's right, Doctor. But when we went up, the jets and the tail swept right over
us. Oh, that they did, Tom. And even those robots weren't built to withstand a blast of white-hot heat like that. Look, it's going down out of control.
By Jupiter, you're right.
Fast thinking, Tom. Now I can land the one that's carrying Nurse Leslie, and then we can get her aboard.
Right.
Yes, she'll be safe now, and so will we.
Okay, Polaris, you won that round and destroyed one of our robots. I promise you we'll win the next round, and that will be the last, because now you'll be destroyed.
Leslie, are you sure you're all right?
Well, I think I will be, Doctor, as soon as I can realize I'm really safe again. It's still a little hard to believe, you know.
I should think so, Nurse, after what you went through.
We should be shot for letting him catch you in the first place.
Oh, no, no. It wasn't your fault. You were all wonderful.
Well, yeah, the others were pretty helpful. I would have had much more trouble saving you alone.
Why, you bubblehead.
Easy, Astro. Is there anything we can do to make her more comfortable, Doctor?
No. I'll take care of her, Corbett. You boys had better get that robot aboard, since you feel you can't leave it behind.
Oh, why can't we?
I want the Solar Alliance to have it, not the killers. Astro, get down to the power deck, will you? Stand by to blast off.
Okay, Tom. I'll be ready when you are.
Roger, get on the controls of the robot. I'll open the hatch.
Tom, look! There's a ship almost over us.
Great galaxy, they found us already.
Who is that?
The same men who tried to kill me?
Yes, they said they'd destroy us all.
Glad you waited, cadets, because we have a little present for you. And here it is.
They're firing an atomic warhead.
Down, everybody, down!
Are you all okay?
Yeah. You all right, Leslie?
Yeah, but... That was so close.
We're lucky it wasn't closer.
We have to get off the ground, Corbett, quickly.
We sure do. Control the power deck. Blast off, Astro, now.
I can't, Tom. The power tubes are damaged. I'm afraid we're stuck here for good.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Spaceman, you've been with Tom Corbett on flights through space. You've been with him on Mars and Venus. You've seen him in action at Space Academy, too. Well, now you can get Tom Corbett's picture on a magic moving picture eye. The magic eye is a plastic disc with Tom's picture in it. When you tilt it back and forth, the picture inside shows you exciting action. And besides Tom Corbett, there are other action pictures, too. One magic eye shows Bobby Riggs, famous tennis star. Another shows a Douglas Skyrocket jet plane. And you can get as many as 16 different Magic Eye subjects. Planes. Movie stars. Trains. Sports stars. And listen to this. You don't have to write in to get a Magic Eye. No, sir. No box tops. No waiting. Nothing extra to pay. You get a Magic Eye free at no extra cost every time you get a package of Kellogg Pep. Now, think of it. There's a magic eye waiting for you inside every package of Kellogg's Pep. Get some magic eyes right away. Sew them on your jacket or belt. They really look swell. And the more you get, the better. So let's get going, spaceman. Remember, there's a magic eye free at no extra cost in each and every package of the Build-Up Wheat Cereal Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P.
After rescuing Nurse Leslie, Tom, Roger, and Astro moved swiftly to get the captured robot aboard. and blast off from Mercury before the enraged killers could find them. But suddenly a ship appeared overhead and fired an atomic warhead which crippled the Polaris, making escape impossible. Now if the killer ship turns to make another bomb run, there appears to be no way to stop the attack which their enemy has promised will blow them to space dust.
Isn't there anything we can do to avoid being hit again?
We must do something.
I don't see what... Yes, there's something. We can try it at least. The robot.
Send it up, Roger.
Oh, what good will the robot do?
It isn't fast enough to catch a ship.
It doesn't have to. The ship is coming to us. The robot only has to intercept. Now, if it's still working...
It is working, Tom. There it goes.
Look, Junior, what are you expecting?
No time to explain now, Roger. Just watch.
Look. Look, they're going to crash. Tom's done it.
No, they're not. They're clear. They're passing above it.
That's just what I wanted. Now their firing rocket tube is exposed.
What? Oh, great Jupiter. If only you can do it.
Do what, for heaven's sake?
Steady, Tom. Steady. There, you've done it.
Look, Doctor. Their ship, it blew up.
But how could it? What happened?
You tell them, Roger.
Well, Tom sent the robot smack into their firing tube. Their own warhead blasted them.
A brilliant maneuver. Brilliant. And now, Leslie, this time we're really safe. Thanks to the quick thinking and steady hand of Cadet Corbett.
You find any more of their gang in the wreckage, Tom?
Yes, four of them, Leslie, but all very dead.
By the craters of Luna, I don't see how the leader ever came through alive.
Neither can I. Can we talk to him, Doctor?
Yes, go ahead. Aside from a few bruises, he's perfectly all right. Amazing luck.
I don't know, Doc. You live to stand trial. That's not so lucky.
Don't worry, you good citizens of the Solar Alliance. You'll never put me on trial.
Get him. Sounds as if he thinks he can escape.
Look here. Just what were you doing on Mercury? What were you using the robots for?
Mining what your stupid scientists were looking for on their top secret project. Natural plutonium.
Natural plutonium? But that's very rare. Most of it is made artificially.
On Earth, yes, but we found it here. It meant cheap atomic power. Wealth.
Good thing we stopped you. Guys like you don't deserve wealth. You don't know how to use power.
You can stow the speeches, Cadet. I'm not interested.
Hey, I wonder if this gang wasn't just part of a larger outfit.
If so, the Solar Guard will find it and take care of it. Well, we've nothing to do now until the release ship comes. So, let's relax.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when the cadets begin a dangerous masquerade and rocket into the atmosphere of death. Tune in same time, same station on Tuesday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast were Jan Merlin, Al Markham, James Monks, and Connie Lemke. Today's program was written by Don Hughes, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret! In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin brand but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because...
Kellogg's Raisin Brand has a secret.
Now, by the way, boys and girls, there's a swell story about Tom Corbett, the cadets, Captain Strong, Dr. Joan Dale, and Commander Arkwright. in the new April issue of Radio Television Mirror Magazine that just went on sale at your newsstand. You'll enjoy seeing pictures of all the cast at home in the Radio TV Mirror story.
This program has come to you from New York.